بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين وعلى أولاده وأصحابه. The companions of Imam Hussein can be categorized into two groups. There are those who actually fought alongside Imam Hussein and gave their life defending him. And then there are those who put their utmost effort to keep alive the divine goals of Imam Hussein's movement, and in the end, either became shaheed or were imprisoned. In order to keep these goals alive and to fight the oppression and corruption of the oppressive government of the Bani Umayyah, they carried the heavy burden of spreading the message. That is why the women are also considered amongst the companions of Imam Hussein. Sayyida Zainab was not only a companion of Imam Hussein though, she was alongside Imam Hussein one of the top leaders of this great movement. With her speeches, she many times shook the foundation of Yazid's government to the point that Yazid ibn Muawiyah changed the way he treated the Ahlul Bayt. The fact that Imam Hussein took alongside him his family in such a dangerous journey holds a special meaning. Not only does it show the importance of the movement, but also it was to ensure that the message he aimed to convey to the entire world stays alive and spreads far and wide after his martyrdom through these women of his household. I'm sure we would all love to be part of this movement. Amirul Mu'mineen has taught us the best way to join the companions of Imam Hussein when he said, "I, being your Imam, have sufficed myself with two pieces of bread and two pieces of old clothing. However, you can't live and be exactly like me. ولكن أعينوني بورع واجتهاد وعفة وسداد. In reality, helping the awliya of Allah is nothing more than taking a step towards fulfilling their objectives. Their objective to strengthen the religion of God and spread the truth and make it firm. Of course, there's no doubt that the way to help them achieve these lofty goals differs according to the time we live in. In our day and age, where Islamic efforts around the globe have led to an increase in the awareness of Islam, and people can finally get access, to some extent at least, the beautiful teachings of Islam, one of the best ways to help Imam Hussein is to strengthen these efforts and activities in the world. Lovers and followers of Imam Hussein should try, with seriousness and commitment, to work on self-building and self-purification. And they should study and progress in the various sciences and technologies, and also bring up their own level of understanding and awareness with regards to relevant Islamic subjects. And then stay firm on maintaining Islamic values. In this way, we can become defenders and propagators of the truth and of Islam. Those brothers and sisters who are blessed with wealth can, by self-building and growing spiritually, use their wealth in helping Islam. And everyone can use whatever sustenance Allah has given them to contribute to the path of raising Islam's flag and removing the worldly and spiritual problems of people around the globe, inshallah.